It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City.
All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Montevideo Senior High School for boys basketball. I'm getting all choked up, Mitch.
You all right over there, Paul?
Yeah, I'm fine. I was too excited about the basketball game tonight. Montevideo and La Caparra Valley boys basketball. And I just was choking on my Snickers bar.
You know, that'll happen every once in a while.
Yeah, Phil kind of surprised me. I thought it was going to be a couple minutes, so just took a bite of a Snickers bar, and Phil says I'm on. Okay. So we're good now. La Caparra Valley boys here in Montevideo tonight. What a great crowd we have here in Montevideo, and the game hasn't even started yet, Mitchell.
Yep, we got a good showing from both teams, it looks like, for tonight's game.
I should have introduced Mitchell. I don't really need to introduce you. He helped me all last year, and Mitch Silty is back broadcasting basketball with me this winter, and I really appreciate that, Mitchell.
Yep, it's a lot of fun, Paul. I enjoy it every time.
So you're no longer a rookie. You've got a lot of games under your belt, right?
Theoretically, yeah, that's true. I have got quite a few games under my belt now, so hopefully we get improved every time now.
All right, this is the Subway pregame show. This is actually a non-conference game. Both these teams have played games already, Mitchell, haven't they?
Yep, La Caparra has played Border West and lost 64-65. I believe that game earlier this week. And then Montevideo played McRae, and that was a dominating performance for Montevideo as they beat McRae 94-53 in Clara City.
Yeah, that 90 that the Thunderhawks put up, wow. That's pretty impressive. McRae's supposed to have a pretty good team, too.
Yep, I did some research, and from what I found, that was the first time Montevideo scored 90-plus points since the 2011-2012 season.
Oh, wow.
Yep, so.
I guess you did. Yeah, I guess you did do your homework.
Yeah, just a little bit, but.
All right. Well, Mitchell, why don't you tell us a little bit about Montevideo and La Caparra Valley early in the season here.
Well, La Caparra comes in with the 0-1 record, as mentioned earlier. They have a one-point loss, 64-65, to Border West. That was a game where La Caparra was down double digits, and they were able to mount a comeback, but just fell short there in the end. This will be their first road game of the season. This is the first of back-to-back road games, as tomorrow they play in Ortonville. Last season, they finished with a 10-17 record, and they had a 5-8 away record. And they started the season 4-9 last year, but they finished at 6-7, so they did improve down the stretch last season. And they lost to Central Minnesota Christian in the section tournament. The last time they played Montevideo was last season. They lost 69-45, and that was at La Caparra Valley. But the last time these two teams played each other in Montevideo, it was a one-point loss for La Caparra Valley, 45-46, in the 2022-23 season. And La Caparra struggled a little bit versus Montevideo in the past couple seasons, just 1-2 versus them in the last five seasons. They're looking for their first win versus Montevideo since the 2019-2020 season. Now for Montevideo, they come in with their 1-0 record, and they defeated McRae earlier this week. And then this will be their first home game of the season. Last season, they had a 21-7 record, and they had a 10-2 home record last season, so this team was very good at home last year. They finished last season 13-2, and they ended the regular season with 10 straight wins.
Oh, wow.
And that was after starting the season 7-4. They went 1-1 in their section tournament. And it was their first 20-plus win season since the 2015-2016 season. And they're going for their third straight win versus La Caparra here tonight. And dating back to last season, they've won four straight home games, and they go for their fifth tonight.
All right. Yeah, I'm on a video. They've got, we'll go through the starting lineups here in a little bit, but a lot of familiar names. They've been playing, some of these guys have been playing since they're a freshman, so they have a lot of varsity experience, and they're very athletic kids on the Thunder Rock team as well. Montevideo, of course, next week, they'll take on the Canby Lancers here next Tuesday at home, and then they start West Central Conference play with the very good Morris team up in Morris, so that'll be a good test for the Thunder Rocks there. Lacaparra Valley, Coach Robin Rademacher. I'm not sure how many seasons Robin's been head coach, but it's been a number so far.
Yeah, he's spanned over a couple of seasons. He was their coach earlier on, and then started up here a couple of years ago. Or last season was his first year, I think.
I know that one-point loss on Monday at home against Border West, 65-64. The Eagles were down like 12 or 14 points at one point, and they did fight back and almost pulled the win out there.
Evan, you want to see that kind of fight from your team early in the season. So.
Yep. All right, let's go. Let's take some time and go through your starting lineups here tonight. Your starting lineups brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison. We want to thank Tony for sponsoring the starting lineups all winter long, all season long, actually, in all the sports, and we appreciate that. So for the visiting Carl Valley Eagles tonight, we have number one, Carson Bessonen. Number three, Davis Patzer. Davis is a senior guard. Tegan Allpress, 5'9" senior. And Baxter Cullough, a 6'4" senior forward. And Matthew Arndt, a 6'1" senior guard forward. And the Eagles are coached by head coach Robin Rademacher, assisted by Joel Voorhees and John Redepenny. For the Montevideo Thunderhawks, and I say this every time when I see the numbers, girls have a number zero too.
Yes, they do,
right.
I believe. Yep.
Well, wearing number zero tonight for Montevideo is Jackson Coonan, 6'2" junior. Number five, Brody Dack. He's a 6'2" junior. Number 13, Gannon Reitinger, 6'6" senior. Number three, Griffin Epema, a sophomore at 6'2". And number 33, Nels Bockel. Bockel's a 6'7" post player, and he's a junior. The Thunderhawks are coached by Derek Webb. Their assistants are Mark Reitinger and Brandon Ramo. I think I know Brandon. He's my.
Yep. I would hope you know Brandon.
Hey, my son Brandon Ramo's on the coaching staff here. He coaches the C squad, and I went down in the CAC Center here to watch the C squad play Lacaparra Valley in Montevideo. They have, listen to this, for ninth grade for Montevideo, they start 6'6", 6'3", and 6'4". Nolan Tossenson is 6'4", outstanding player, and 6'6", Isaac Albright, and then eighth grader, Caleb Coonan is 6'3", probably their best player on the freshman team for Montevideo, so, man, they got some up-and-coming good basketball players.
Yep, and with Gannon Reitinger graduating this year, it'll be nice to have another player to replace that height that they'll lose after the season.
Yep, and I didn't get a final score. I think halftime was 45-12 or something like that, the C-Squad. B-Squad, well, we had a B-Squad game. It was a very low-scoring B-Squad tonight, Mitch.
Yeah, B-Squad was tied at 11 at halftime, and then Montevideo ended up winning in the B-Squad matchup 25-21. So second half was 14-10 in favor of Montevideo.
Yeah, that's crazy how low scoring that was for a boys junior varsity game.
That was a strong defensive performance then for both teams.
All right, we went through our starting lineups brought to you by State Farm Insurance in Canby. Let's take a look at the schedule for tonight. We'll start out with girls basketball in the Canby Conference. Dawson Boyd, they're on the road to Ortonville. Yellow Medicine East is at Mineota. Tracy Melroy Ballatin's at Lakeview. Lacaparra Valley girls, they're hosting Central Minnesota Christian tonight. Canby's hosting Renville County West, and McCray is at KMS. Boys basketball, we've got just a few games on tap. Central Minnesota Christian, they're at Bold. Renville County West is at Benson. and Morris is at Litchfield. That's just a few boys basketball games in our Q92 listing area tonight. But here in Montevideo on a cold Thursday night?
Yep, Thursday night.
It's cold out.
It's cold out.
It's supposed to warm up, though.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to break 40 by the weekend, yep. So get nice out again.
So what do you expect from this game tonight, Mitchell?
Well, I expect Lacapau to really shoot the three ball. Last year when we covered them, they did a lot of three-point shooting, and they really got out in transition when they could. So it'll be important for Lacapau to get the three ball going early tonight and carry it throughout the game. And if they do that, they'll have a shot here tonight. For Montevideo, with the size of Nels Bockel and Gaddon Reidinger for their team, it'll be important for them to establish the paint early and probably work from the paint out to get open shots on the three-point line for their shooters. And it'll be important for them to control the boards with that size.
All right. It's always a fun place to play basketball. Kind of a different gymnasium than other gyms in the area.
Very unique gym, and it's got probably my favorite press box that we've been in since I started helping you broadcast. So.
Yeah, we're right on top of the action, right?
Yep.
A lot of history in this building, let me tell you.
Yep.
A lot of history,
and I mean, you go back to last season, this was the place where Montevideo defeated Dawson Boyd. Well, they both defeated Dawson Boyd here
last
year.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Okay. That was during the regular season.
Yeah, I think was it my first broadcast we were here for the Montevideo Dawson Boyd?
Was it really?
Yep, that was the first game, I believe.
Oh, wow.
So, this is a really good Montevideo basketball team, and it'll be interesting to watch.
And the Dawson Boyd listed fans appreciate you bringing that up, too.
Well, that happened. That's all I can say about that.
That's right. All right. Yeah, we'll be covering a lot of Dawson Boyd games this year, and should be a lot of fun. So, all right, we're just a couple minutes away from the opening tip-off. That wraps up our Subway pregame show, and we'll take a couple-minute break here as they play the national anthem. We'll be back with the Montevideo Thunderhawks taking on the Lacapau Valley Eagles right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibbel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Wouldn't you rather buy your insurance from a friend you can depend on, like the United Prairie Agency? Very hard to be just that. Dependable insurance friends to each policyholder. You'll find them committed to excellence in insurance products, fair competitive rates, and above all, top flight service. United Prairie Agency, a friend you can depend on. And now's the time to stop in and update your coverage. That's United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building in Madison, or give them a call at 598-7541.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Montevideo Senior High School. Paul Raymond, Mitchell Silty here, and that was a little different rendition of the national anthem there, Mitchell.
Yeah, that was a very good performance.
Great crowd on hand here. I just heard that the Gold Dusters, the dance team, will be performing at halftime. That's why the big Montevideo crowd, I think. A lot of the Gold Dusters' parents and grandparents are here, so... yeah, Montevideo and La Caprile Valley, it's always been a fun rivalry over the years in any sport. I should have missed the football game, though, between Montevideo and La Caprile Valley. We used to play for the Goose Call. Remember that?
That was something that ended when I just started going, or when I think when I just started going out to the high school. I think that rivalry ended when they switched conferences.
Yep. Yeah, I missed that big Goose Call. Montevideo in their home purple, and La Caprile Valley in their away jerseys. Coach Robin Rademacher, Coach Derek Weber greeting the starters here. Matthew Arndt led La Caprile Valley in scoring, the other night against that 1-point loss there against Border West. Well, we got a different starter for La Caprile. We got Carson Young out there. Carson, 6'2" senior. That's a change here right before the start of the game.
Yep. He'll be in for, it looks like, we said, was it Keegan Alpress was going to?
Yeah.
So he'll be coming off the bench for La Caprile Valley.
All right, here we go, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Q92. We appreciate our sponsors for sponsoring high school basketball season long here on Q92. I think it's going to be an up-tempo game. Montevideo likes to run the floor. They're very athletic. And La Caprile Valley going to have to play good defense tonight.
The defense on the board for La Caprile is going to be key for their success in this game.
All right, jumping center for Montevideo is Nels Buckle. He's 6'7", and he's just a junior. Jumping center for La Caprile Valley will be number 22, Baxter Cullough. Baxter Cullough, a 6'4" senior. The Eagles will be going right at us here. If you're familiar with the Montevideo gym, Mitchell and I are on one end of the behind the basket here, and the Eagles are coming towards us. Here's the opening tip-off, and it belongs to Montevideo. Jackson Coonan with the basketball.
It looks like a 2-3 zone for La Caprile to start on defense here.
Montevideo goes down low right off the bat and scoring. An easy bucket is Gannon Reindinger.
And that's how you defeat the 2-3 zone right there. You get it right below the free throw line and let that person operate your offense from there.
Bessonet puts up a three. That's off the rim. Goes in the corner. Rebounded by Montevideo. They push it up the floor quick. Here's a Coonan for three. That's off the rim. Rebounded there by Baxter Cullough.
Nice job by Baxter going up and high point that rebound.
Matthew Arndt, good basketball player. He's had a lot of varsity experience.
Montevideo starting out in a man-to-man defense.
Passer to Matthew Arndt. Back to Bessonen. Passer, top of the key. Montevideo leads 2-0. Arndt in the paint, jump shot, nothing but net for Matthew Arndt.
That was a nice job by Lockfowl. They had a curl screen for Matthew Arndt. Got to the just between the free throw line and the block in the paint and was able to make a nice mid-range jump shot.
Eagles set up in their zone defense. Montevideo goes to Reidinger on the baseline. Now out to Epema. Back out to Brody Dack. Shot inside, good.
Reidinger. Yep. And another great Rosa right hook, looks like. A little push shot for Reidinger there, and that's his second bucket of the game.
Montevideo has a 4-2 lead on the Eagles. Just underway here in Montevideo tonight. Cullough. In the corner goes to Young. Bessonen. Answer, they're swinging around the three-point perimeter.
Montevideo doing a nice job of keeping Lonspaw out of the paint.
Carson Bessonen. Spin move in the paint. Blocked by Epema. Epema's off and running. He's going to go in for the layup. No. Oh, passer. Knocked the ball out of bounds. Did he get called for a foul?
Yep, he got called for a
foul. Oh, that looked clean, and Coach Rademacher's not happy about that. That looked clean from up here. And Patzer and Rademacher are talking to the referee about that as Epema steps to the free throw line. His free throw is good.
That was a great job on defense there by Epema, sticking with Carson Bessonen as he drove to the lane, got a block, and was able to get out in transition.
5-2 Montevideo. Epema's second free throw is nothing but net. 6-2, a four-point lead.
Montevideo now out in a full-court press.
Matthew Arn across midcourt. Crossover dribble. Gets it in the corner. Patzer right below us for three. Good! Davis Patzer hits a three.
That's a good sign for Lockpile, seeing that first three ball go down.
6-5. Montevideo by 1 point. Here's Reitinger in the corner. That's good for three. Answers it right back.
And Montevideo's slow to get back. Patzer's out in a fast break, and he just outlet Carson Young for the pass, and it'll go back to Montevideo.
Reitinger has 7 of the 9 points for Montevideo to start the game. Adam Van Binsbergen comes in. He's a sophomore for Montevideo. Thunderhawks with the possession. They lead 9-5 as Reitinger answered the three from Patzer.
This is a nice job by Montevideo establishing Reitinger earlier in the game.
Dak. Cross court. It goes. Now in the corner, here's the three-pointer. Put up, no good. That was Reitinger, I believe. No, number 12 with the three-point, Van Binsbergen. And Lacaparo Valley with the possession. Arndt at the free throw line. Nowhere to go. Hands it off to Baxter. Call-off scores.
That was a nice job by Baxter Call-off, helping out Arndt in the paint, and he was able to make a nice floater from about mid-range.
9-7, it's a two-point lead for Lacaparo Valley. Reitinger quickly down to Van Binsbergen, and he misses the shot. Eagles pick it up quickly. Here's Patzer.
That was a nice job by Baxter Call-off to go up and get that rebound.
9-7, the Eagles can tie it up with a field goal here, take the lead with a three. Bessonen, Arndt on the baseline, back to Bessonen, top of the key to Patzer. Patzer drives, drops it down low, picked off.
Nice job by
Buckle.
Nels Buckle to read the pass there and get a steal.
Reitinger, quick jump shot, good. No, Gannon Reitinger's got a hot hand here to start the game for Montevideo.
I think that's what, 9 of Montevideo's 11 points he scored?
Yep. 11-7, here's Arndt for three, missed it. Rebounded there by number 33, Nels Buckle. Here's Kunin. Buckle in the paint. Turns, shoots, good. And Montevideo scoring quickly now. It was 9-7, now it's 13-7 Montevideo.
Montevideo doing it in the paint early, both on offense and defense.
Matthew Arndt being guarded there tightly by Brody Dack. 13-7 Montevideo. Arndt wide open, he drives to the basket, knocked away by Dack, picked up by Reitinger, and here's Kunin on the baseline. Back out to Brody, Dack for three. If the rim goes up in the air, and Besson, the shortest guy on the court, grabbed the rebound with Buckle, and the possession was at
Carson Besson, but he fell on the floor, and he started to roll over, and that's a travel, so that'll send possession over to Lockmarl.
Yeah, Derek Webb visiting with the referee right below us here. He didn't agree with that call. Coach Robin Rademacher talking to his bench about something. Anyway, the Eagles down 13-7, and they're going to have to go to the full court here. A little pressure put on by Montevideo. Got a couple new, got substitutes in now. Lacaparo Valley's Nolan Smith is in the game for the first time tonight. And Dak got Lacaparo Valley's Matthew Arndt to lose the ball out of bounds. Turnover there by the Eagles.
That's another great defensive position there by Brody Dack from Montevideo.
Here's Gabe Lindemann for three from the baseline. Big rebound by Cullough.
That was a nice job by Call Off boxing out there.
Yeah, Baxter's a good ball player. He's 6'4", and he uses his body well there. Arndt, Nolan Smith, number 10 in the game.
Tanner Tilbury for Lough Carl.
Here's Arndt, 13-7, Montevideo leading.
Shot clock down to 6.
Arndt looks, puts up a long three. Good! Matthew Arndt hits a three. Nice shot.
Matthew Arndt with that nice left-handed shooting stroke.
13-10, Montevideo. They go inside to Epema. Epema, nowhere to go. Drops it off the Reitinger. One-handed shot. He scores again.
I think it's fair to say from Montevideo, if you ever get in trouble in the paint, just dish it off to Reitinger, and I think he'll take care of it.
Eagles down. Arndt for another three. Oh, and off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Epema. 15-10, Montevideo, a five-point lead. They go inside to Epema. Back out to number three, Lindemann. Here's Reitinger. Lindemann wanted to pull the trigger on a three-point, pulled it down. Smith was all over him. Oh, a nice pass all the way in the corner. Another three-pointer there for Van Binsbergen.
A nice job in Montevideo. That was a cross-court pass. That was a wide-open three-pointer for them.
And the lead is 8, 18-10. Passer in the paint. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Cody Dack.
Brody Dack.
Brody Dack. Epema. 18-10. Eagles need to try to keep it close here. They go inside to Epema. He puts up a short jump shot. Reitinger with the rebound, and he can't put it back, but he's fouled.
A nice shot by Reitinger to get into a good paint position for an offensive rebound.
Was that on Nolan Smith, I think?
Number 10, Tilbury.
Tilbury. Tilbury with the foul. He's a ninth grader. Reitinger at the line, and he missed his free throw. 11 points for Reitinger. Baxter Cullough comes out. Who came in for him?
Carson Young checked
Carson
in.
Carson Young, okay. What do you think so far, Mitchell?
Montevideo doing a nice job controlling the paint early, and Lacapala being able to shoot the three ball a little bit.
Free throws missed by Reitinger, but Montevideo keeps the possession. Epema chased the ball down in the corner. Montevideo leads 18-10. Reitinger, Epema for three. Missed it. Rebounded by Tilbury. Tilbury, the ninth grader, with a nice block out.
That was a great job by Tilbury.
Besson. Ooh. Carson almost lost the ball. Now Patzer's going to put up a three. Short. Rebounded by Reitinger. Here's Epema. In the paint. Block. No, we got a foul.
That was a long three by Patzer there.
And Griffin Epema will go to the free throw line. He's a 10th grader. A lot of these Montevideo kids are outstanding baseball players as well. They went to state last year in baseball, Epema being one of them. And free throw by Epema is good. Yeah, it's all three of his points are from the free throw line. More substitutes coming in.
It looks like Matthew Arndt and Baxter Kalloff checking back in for the Eagles.
Reitinger is going to get a breather from Montevideo. 19-10. Epema can make a second free throw here. They'll go up by 10 with 10-16 to play in the first half.
This would be a chance for Lacapala to try and push the pace a little bit with Gannon out.
Epema's free throw is good. 20-10, the score. Here comes the Eagles up the floor, and Kunin knocked the ball out of bounds.
Nice job by Montevideo on defense there with the full court press. Knocked the ball out of bounds.
Eagles way inbound the ball on the side court right in front of the Montevideo students. And the ball's kicked out of bounds there by Lindemann. Eagles will keep possession. 20-10 the score. Montevideo leading. Eagles. Batzer, back to Carson. Carson, top of the key, three. Good by Carson Bethanen.
I think that's the third or fourth three-pointer Lockpile's been able to make here in the first half.
And Carson is a good three-point shooter. Always has been. Not the tallest player, but he gets the job done from the outside. Here's a three-point shot by Montevideo. No good. Dak with the rebound. Oh, partially blocked by Arndt. Bessonen picks up the loose ball, and he's fouled, trying to bring the ball up the floor.
Nice shot by Bessonen, pushing the ball there.
Yeah, the Eagles down by 7. A three-point shot really makes a big play. It can turn the game around a lot quickly, can it?
Yep, and if Lock Powell can keep shooting it well, they'll definitely have a chance in this game.
Matthew Arndt with the ball. Dribbles down in the corner to Cullip, who's back in the game. Cullip turns, tries to bank it in, and it goes off the rim. No good, and then Montevideo throws a football pass, Epima, all the way down the floor, and it goes out of bounds.
A little bit too aggressive there by Epima.
That was a baseball throw. He's a catcher, you know. He likes to throw people out at trying to steal second.
Well, we saw that arm strength right on display right there.
He's one of the best baseball players in the nation. He traveled the country this summer on some elite baseball team, and he throws in the 90s for pitching, too. Or high 80s, I should say.
That's very good for a high school pitcher.
20-13, Eagles down. Eagles with the possession. Here we go. They inbound it. Baxter Cullip going to go to the basket. Puts a hook shot up, and he's fouled. And Coach Rademacher likes that from Cullip.
That was a very nice aggressive drive there by Baxter Cullip to get into the paint and get fouled.
And number 22, Baxter Cullip, goes to the free throw line. Free throw up and no good. Missed it.
That's one thing Lock Powell's not going to be going to need to do in this game is make their free throws.
Second free throw by Baxter on its way. Nothing but net for Cullip.
That'll make the score 20-14 for Montevideo.
3 points for Baxter Cullip. Here comes over to Kunin. Inside and passer all over. Epima whistled for the foul.
Almost was a great defensive play there by Pat.
20-14. Coach Rademacher with his signature red towel over his shoulder. While he coaches, he never sits down. Here's a long three-pointer by Jeff
Gannon Redinger.
My goodness.
And that's unlocked. They were all watching the inbound there. Gannon just ran to the corner. No one went for the three-pointer.
He's no good. Rebound by the Thunderhawks, Redinger. Quickly across midcourt, 23-14. Here's a three-pointer in the corner again. No good. Rebounded underneath by Montevideo. No good. And there's Bessonen with the rebound. Carson grabs the board.
A great job by Carson getting possession there on the defensive glass. Able to get the rebound.
23-14 is the score. Montevideo leading with 8:20 to play in the first half. Call it for three from the baseline. Oh, it was in and out. No good. Epima across midcourt for the Thunderhawks. Driving to the basket is Dak, and he's fouled. Who's that on?
Foul was on 22, Baxter Cullip, I believe. Yep.
So Brody Dak, a junior at the free throw line, he has yet to score in the game. Montevideo with a 23-14 lead, and Dak makes his free throw. It's good.
Adam Van Binsbergen checks back in for Montevideo.
10-point lead for the Thunderhawks. Dak can make it 11 with a second free throw. It's on its way, and it's nothing but net.
Nice job by Dak making both free throws.
Oh, the ball stolen by Epima. He's going in with an easy layup.
That was a great job by Epima there. He read the eyes of Carson Bessner. He was able to jump the pass.
Wow. Here's Arndt. Montevideo starting to pull away here. Eagles need to answer and going on a run themselves. They're down 27-14.
Montevideo very solid on defense.
Arndt puts up a shot at the top of the key. No good. And a reach-in foul there by Carson Young of the Eagles.
Great job on defense there by Montevideo. It denied the luck foul from getting into the paint, and they forced up a tough mid-range jump shot.
And we're going to have our first time out by head coach Robin Rademacher with 7:34 to play. It's Montevideo 27, Lacrosse Valley 14. We'll be back right after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full-service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience? All their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Field Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
All right, we're back. 27-14 Montevideo. Timeout's over by Coach Rademacher. Passer misses a shot, and then Montevideo gets the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Is it going to be Eagle ball?
Yep, looks like they're having Baxter inbound. So, yep, nice job by Lockparo there.
7 minutes to play in the first half here in Montevideo. Paul Raymond, Mitchell Silty here. 27-14 Montevideo.
Gannon Redinger has 14 points for Montevideo. He's matched Lockparo's team total here in the first half.
Art to Passer. Oh, and then Patzer was going to throw it to Young, and
Young was going to run back door, and miscommunication on the pass turns the ball over, and it'll go back to Montevideo.
That happened right below us. You saw that happening before it happened, right?
Yep, that was just a tough one.
Turnover there by the Eagles. Montevideo with the basketball, leading 27-14. And Patzer almost stole the ball, but I think he's going to be whistled for a foul. And Patzer just walking right to the bench.
And that's a tough one for Patzer. That's the second time he's tried to jump the pass, and he got called for a foul, and that's his third foul already here in the first half.
Coming in for Patzer is Nolan Smith. Yep. At the free throw line for Montevideo's Griffin Epema, and he makes the free throw. He's got 5 points from the free throw line, and he has a field goal for 7 points.
Lockparo being at 7 fouls already here in the first half. For the rest remaining part of the first half, Montevideo will be in the bonus.
Second free throw by Epema is good. It's 29-14. Here come the Eagles. Carson Young across midcourt to Arndt in the corner. Arndt stops his dribble. He's double-teamed. Patzer. Nolan Smith. Loses the ball to Epema. Epema going in for a dunk. And he hung on to the rim and he slammed it. And Coach Rademacher screaming for a goaltending, right, or something.
That's a tough one right there. He went up to Duncan. He couldn't quite clear the rim, so the ball danced on the rim a little bit while he was hanging on it. So that's a tough one right there.
They gave it to him. Here's Cullif goes to the line. Drives the baseline, puts it up, no good. And Robin Rademacher is still irate about that call. He's pointing to the other rim. And he's saying that was not good.
That was a great drive by Baxter Cullif, though, on the other end. And he's able to make the first free throw.
Robin is hot. He's just going to get teed up here. He'll sit out.
Yeah, I think he has a fair point, though.
What did he do?
Well, he hung on the rim while the ball was still dancing on the rim. And I mean, that technically is goaltending or hanging on the rim for too long. He was on there for a solid, you know, a couple seconds, which may not sound like a lot, but in basketball you're not supposed to hang on the rim, so it's kind of a judgment call, but I guess the refs didn't feel like he hung on the rim enough to...
And while I was watching Coach Rademacher, Baxter Cullif just sank two free throws, and now Epema shoots in the paint, and he's fouled!
He made the basket, so of an and-one opportunity. Fouls on Nolan Smith, the Lockparo.
33-16 is the score. Montevideo leading with 5:47 to play. Epema's free throw is good. And all of a sudden, Griffin Epema is having himself a first half.
That's 13 points for Epema already.
So 34-16. Eagles trying to find some offense here now. Smith to Young at the top of the key to Baxter. Here's Carson Bessonen, drives to the basket. Young back to Bessonen.
Montevideo playing very good defense here in the half court.
Matthew Art, double teamed on the baseline. Shot scores, and he's fouled.
Great job by Matthew Art. Gannon went over to double him on the block, and Matthew Art spun baseline and away from the double team and was able to make the bucket for an and-one opportunity.
And Matthew Art will go to the free throw. That was an outstanding play there, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, Acapulco needed that play.
34-18, Matthew Arnold trying to make it a three-point play. From the free throw line, he missed it. Ball's loose, picked up by Coonan. Hands the ball off to Gannon Reitinger. He has 14 points. He leads all scores. 34-18, Montevideo coming up on five. Oh, nothing but net. That's Coonan's first point of the half.
Mark Powell just late closing out there at the three-point line, able to get a three-pointer for Coonan.
Under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Tilbury into the game now. He has the ball to Smith, to Matthew Arndt. Montevideo plays a tough defense, don't they?
Yeah, they play a very tough man-to-man defense when they can set it up here in the half court.
Baxter. Smith. Baxter. Cullough dribbling the ball. Throws it out the top of the key. Bessonen for three. Off the backboard. Here's a fast break for Montevideo. Three on one. Coonan scores on the layup.
Just put Matthew Arndt in a tough spot for Lockpile. He was in a one-on-three fast break, and Montevideo was able to convert.
39-18, Montevideo. Just like that, the Thunderhawks have extended their lead. Art from way out. Oh, nothing but net for Matthew Art. That was NBA range there.
This is a much-needed three for Acapulco.
And the timeout on the floor. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with 4:04 to play. 39-21, Montevideo. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Dawn Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-98-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
We're back here in Montevideo. And as we come out of commercial break, Reitinger just scored an easy basket for the Thunderhawks. And they go up 41-21.
And Gannon, with his height and size, just able to rise up over the lock pile defender there in the paint for an easy two.
The 30-second timeout was by Coach Rademacher. Arndt loses the ball. Reitinger picks up the loose ball. Fast break. Here's Coonan in for a layup. Missed the layup. Cullough grabs the board for Acapulco Valley.
Very fortunate there for Acapulco.
41-21, Thunderhawks. Carson. Nolan Smith forces up a shot off the rim. No good. Reitinger with the rebound. And he's fouled by Tilbury, I think.
So that'll send him to the... Oh, foul's actually on Carson Bessonen. So that'll be his second foul, and that'll send Reitinger to the free throw line for two.
The 6'6" senior has 16 points.
Is it just a one-and-one yet?
Yeah, one-and-one.
Okay.
Bessonen comes out, and I think Young came in for the Eagles.
Yep.
So Reitinger at the free throw line with 3:04 to play in the first half. Free throws missed on the one-and-one. Epema with the rebound. Montevideo keeps it.
That's the second time Epema was able to get the offensive rebound off missed free throws for Montevideo.
Here's Reitinger. Coonan, top of the key three. Good.
Nice job of ball movement there by Montevideo, able to get a wide open three-pointer for Coonan.
8 points for Coonan. That's his second three-pointer here in the first half.
Foul on Brody, I believe, of Montevideo.
44-21, Thunderhawks. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up in about 3 minutes. Eagles inbound the ball. They got their work cut out from the. See if they can go on a run here before halftime.
See if they can get it down to about 15 or so.
Dulles, Smith, Arndt, and a three-second violation called on Lacapral Valley.
They'll turn the ball over to Montevideo.
Eagles have 9 fouls here in the first half. Montevideo, 5. Montevideo's Brody Dack brings the ball up to 4. Now to Reitinger on the baseline. Dumps it to the top of the key. To Dack. Reitinger. Here's Coonan for 3 in the corner. Wow.
Montevideo just getting whatever they want on the offensive side right now.
Thunderhawks are pouring it on now here before halftime. Now a double dribble called on Smith.
It's tough for Lacapral because Carson Besson and Davis Patz are both in foul trouble. That's their primary ball handlers.
So it's 47-21 Montevideo. They're just knocking the field goals and the three-pointers down here in the last few minutes. Eppelman in the paint, one has shot, no good, and goes off the hand of Reitinger. And it'll be Lacapral Valley basketball.
We'll see what Lacapral can finish here in the final minute 48 of the first half.
47-21 Thunderhawks. Carson Bessonen brings the ball across midcourt. And the foul on Gabe Lindemann. He bumps hard into Bessonen.
Only the 6th foul for on Montevideo. So at the next foul, Lacapral will be in the bonus.
Eagles will inbound the ball right in front of the Montevideo coaching staff. 47-21. Young, Baxter, top of the key to Arndt, Matthew. Stops his dribble, back to Cullough. Cullough dribbles to the basket, puts up a one-handed shot. It's short. Ball's loose. Bessonen gets the ball, puts it in. Carson Bessonen.
That was a great job by Carson Bessonen getting in position for that offensive rebound. He was able to make the layup, too.
That's amazing. Oh, Appama underneath, partially blocked. Reitinger gets the loose ball, and then he's fouled shooting. And let's see who that's on.
And on 20, Carson Young. That's his second foul.
A minute 11 to play before halftime. I understand the Gold Dusters will be performing at halftime here. See their routine.
That's the one thing for Reitinger. He struggled at the free throw line. I think that's the 4th missed free throw that he's had here in the first half.
Yeah. Reitinger leads all scorers with 16 points. Second free throw coming for Gannon. On its way, and that's missed, too. You jinxed him again there, Mitchell.
I guess I could say that. But, I mean, he's missed everyone prior to that, so...
Well, let's see if the Eagles can finish strong here before halftime. Arndt puts up a 3, bounces back and forth. No good, Reitinger with the rebound. Under a minute to play. Reitinger, traveled, turnover, Montevideo.
And just lost where he was on the floor there. He just took too many steps.
Eagles will bring the ball up the floor. Here we go. Bessonen, top of the key. Nice move to Arndt. Arndt on the baseline. Jump shot off the rim. Rebounded there by Cody Dack of the Thunderhawks. Epema, baseball pass. And he stops. Now here's a baseline. 3-pointer good by number 12, Hinsberg, and his second 3-pointer. And the 3-pointers are flying here in the first half for Montevideo.
Yeah, Montevideo is very shooting those 3 balls, going very well for them here tonight.
50-23, 14 seconds on the clock. Eagles with the ball. Young, 7 seconds. Tilbury drives baseline. Arndt's got to get one.
Nice job by Young there. He got in position for the offensive rebound. Nice job by Matthew Arndt shooting the shot before with plenty of time. before the time expires here in the first half, so that if it was missed, they could get an offensive rebound. And Carson Young did a nice job getting in position and getting the put back to go before the buzzer sounded.
50-25. It's a 25-point lead for Montevideo here at half. We'll take a couple-minute break, come back with the half Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report right after this.
11.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 325-987-536 for Madison Healthcare Services. It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Monica, what's happening at Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson?
Well, we're getting ready for the holidays, and Monica's filling up with a lot of sweaters and jackets and denim and boots and shoes and jewelry and hats and gloves and a lot more. And come on in and have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. Sign up for a free gift certificate, and Monica will wrap. Or she can also put you on our wish list to see what you want for the holidays. Shop Monica's in Awesome Dawson Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. Like me on Facebook. Thanks for shopping small.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here in Montevideo tonight for a boys basketball non-conference game. And it's a 25-point lead for the Thunderhawks at halftime, 50-25. Mitchell, your thoughts on the first half?
Well, Montevideo, I mean, I think the only thing they couldn't do in the first half was make all their free throws. I mean, they were able to shoot the three ball really well. They were able to control the paint. They rebounded, played great defense. I mean, they just really couldn't do anything wrong in the first half. And then on Lockpile, they just really struggled to get control of the boards. And they just couldn't get past Montevideo's man-to-man defense in the half court. It was a real big struggle for them to get into the paint. They had to settle for some deep three-pointers. And so it'll be interesting to see if they can make any adjustments to try and get more shots in the paint here in the second half.
Yeah, Montevideo hit 7 three-pointers in that first half. Let's go through the scoring first for the Montevideo Thunderhawks. In double figures, Jackson Coonan with 11 points. He hit 3 three-pointers in the first half. Brody Dack with 2 free throws for 2 points. Adam Van Binbergen off the bench with 2 threes. He has 6 points. Griffin Epema, good first half for Epema. He had the slam dunk that was controversial. He has 13 points. He has 7 points out of his 13 from the free throw line. Nels Bockel, the post player, he has 2 points. Your leading scorer is Gannon Reidinger, the 6'6" senior, with 16 points. Reidinger knocked down 2 threes, but he's been a force inside, hasn't he, Mitchell?
Reidinger's done a great job inside. He's been able to get easy buckets when he wants them in the paint. I think he's made a three-pointer, correct?
Two of them, yeah.
So, I mean, he's been able to control both inside and outside in terms of scoring. And just one area he hasn't been able to score from is the free throw line.
Yeah, he struggled.
Struggling quite a bit there.
Yeah.
So see if he can turn that around in the second half.
For Occoquan Valley in the first half, just five players have scored. Carson Bessonen with 5 points. Thatcher's had to sit on the bench. He was in foul trouble. Thatcher has 3 fouls, and he has 3 points with a three-pointer. Carson Young with that bucket right before halftime. Baxter Cullip with 5 points. 3 of the 5 points for Baxter from the free throw line. And your leading scorer is Matthew Arndt with 10 points. That's your scores for Lockport Valley. And you got some other stats there, Mitchell.
Yep, so for rebounds, I got it with Montevideo winning the rebounding by 21 rebounds for Montevideo and 11 rebounds only for Lockport Valley. Lockport Valley's leading rebounder is Baxter Calloff. I got him with 6 boards. And then for Montevideo, I got Gannon Redinger at 6 boards. Griffin Eppelman with 5, and Brody Dack with 5. So it's really been Montevideo controlling the rebounding here in the first half.
50-25 is your score at halftime. Some other scores, looking at girls' basketball scores, Lockport Valley girls, they're at halftime, 24-19 over Central Minnesota Christian. And Dawson Boyd at the half. The Blackjack girls, they're up in Ortonville tonight. They lead Ortonville 33-14. Lakeview, Mineota up 13-10 midway through the first half. So that's a low-scoring game there in girls basketball. Boys basketball, got a few updates here. Given Fairfax Winthrop 67. McCray 59. They're actually playing in a tournament. That's a final. Given Fairfax Winthrop defeats McCray 67-59 in boys basketball. Another final this afternoon. Aaron Lake Okabena Folda beat Lakeview 58-55. That's a Wabasso tournament going on. I think there's 4 games there today. All right, what do the Eagles need to do, Mitchell, here to get back in this game? Down 25 at the half.
Well, they're going to have to continue to shoot the three ball well like they did in the first half. They're going to have to be able to get into the paint and try and get some points from there. They really couldn't get into the paint in the first half with Montevideo's half-court defense. And they got to avoid foul trouble. We saw it when Davis Patcher picked up his 3rd foul and Carson Bessonen picked up his 2nd foul. Those two went and sat on the bench. And Lockfall really struggled to move the ball around. So it'll be important to keep those two out on the floor, and they'll just try and have to limit the impact of Gannon here in the second half.
All right. All right, that wraps up our own accessories halftime report. We'll be back in a couple minutes with the second half.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson. Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. With crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom lime application. For more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lockport Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel Seeds dealer.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Welcome back to Mata Video, everyone. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here, ready to get the second half underway. Mata Video with that 50-25 lead, Mitchell. And yeah, so the Eagles, they need to contain, stop the Thunderhawks from launching a wide open three.
Yep, they really, in their zone defense, they really, because when they're in the 2-3, when the ball would go to the corner, they collapse everyone into that half of the floor. And so that left the opposing wing and corner wide open for Montevideo. Well, they just, when you have Griffin Epema's arm strength, he can just sling it across the court like that, and that'll lead to a wide open three-pointer.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see if they stay in that 2-3 zone or if they decide to change it up. And it's important to remember for Lakpal, you were in a very similar situation against Border West earlier this week. So, I mean, they have what it takes.
They only lost one by one.
Yep, they only lost by one. So they have what it takes here to try and mount a comeback here in the second half.
All right, here we go, folks. Thanks for listening to Q92. We're also streaming online on KOQPFM.com. And we got our favorite truck driver, our favorite pig hauler, Kurt Baldwin's listening out in Pierre, South Dakota.
Thanks for listening, Kurt. We appreciate you.
He listens to us all the time. You just can't get him to change the channel. It's always the 92.1 FM. Yeah, we appreciate Kurt listening and everyone listening here on Q92 tonight. 50-25, here we go. The Eagles have possession. They're down by 25. Inside the Bessenden. Here's Patzer for three from the baseline, and the Eagles start out with a three-pointer by Davis Patzer.
Another great job by Lockball starting fast there. Davis Patzer with the three. He sat on the bench for about 6 or 7 minutes there at the end of the first half, so he's ready to go here to start the second half.
Montevideo with their first offensive possession. Here's Dak for three off the rim. No good. Reitinger with the rebound and put back.
See, that's just tough for Lockpile. They couldn't get into position for rebound, and that left Gannon wide open down there to get the offensive rebound and put back.
Carson Young on the right wing to Matthew Arndt. Eagles going away from us now. Just underway here. Patzer loses the ball. He loses the ball to Koonin. And Koonin brings it across to Reitinger. Koonin.
Lockpile still in their 2-3 zone, it looks like.
Koonin drives to the basket off the backboard. No good. Rebounded underneath and put up by Bockel.
That's the second straight possession. Montevideo's been able to get the offensive rebound and put back here. It looks like Montevideo is out in a man-to-man defense here to start the second half still.
Good crowd here in Montevideo tonight. Arndt for three off the back iron. Rebounded by Epema. Puts it up to Bockel. Well, that was Bockel, and then down to Dak, and Dak scores.
And that Lockpile was just slow to get back there on defense. That led to a fast break opportunity for Montevideo.
56-28. Couple buckets by each team quickly here to start the second half.
Lockpile still working around the perimeter, trying to find a way to get into the paint versus this man-to-man defense.
Patzer. Passing an open. Oh, now Patzer for three, and he hits another three. Davis Patzer.
A second straight three-pointer for Patzer to start the second half here for Lockpile.
That's what they need to do. 9 points for Patzer, all three-pointers. Reitinger turnaround jumper off the rim, no good. And I think Young is going to foul Bockel, I think.
Yeah, Nels Bockel just got great position there for the offensive rebound and just out-rebounded Carson Young there. That'll be the third foul on Carson Young here.
And the Thunderhawks inbound the ball underneath. And, he wasn't ready for the pass, but he puts the shot up. No good. And then Bessenden steals it. Carson down the pass on the fast break, and they lose the ball. Epema going the other way to Dak. Dak jump shot good.
And that's just tough. They had a fast break opportunity for Lockpile going down to the one end. They turned the ball over. And that led to kind of a fast break opportunity for Montevideo going down the other end.
And Matthew Arndt dribbled the ball out of bounds. He lost the ball out of bounds. He was driving the baseline, and he just lost the ball.
Brody Dak bringing the ball up for Montevideo.
58-31 Thunderhawks. Coonan wanted to launch a three, pulled it down. Reininger in the baseline. Pounces it in to Epema. Shot up in the short jumper there by Epema.
And that's the 2-3 defense. Epema got right into the center of the paint where there's not is going to be a vacated position, and that just led to a nice mid-range jump shot.
60 points for Montevideo, just getting the second half underway. They had 94 against McCray on Tuesday. Baxter Cullough underneath, missed the shot. Rebound, and Baxter's pop fouled by Reitinger.
That was a great job by Carson Bessner there, going up high to high point that offensive rebound for La Caparra Valley.
Going to the free throw line will be La Caparra Valley senior Baxter Cullough. Cullough has 5 points in the first half. He misses free throw.
It'll be very important for La Caparra to make their free throws coming starting out here in the second half.
Bockel comes out of the game for Montevideo. Cullough with the second free throw. It's on its way and it's good. 6 points for Cullough.
That'll make the score 60-32 for Montevideo.
Coonan brings it across midcourt for the Thunderhawks. They're coming right at us here. Coonan drives. Here's Reitinger. Back to casket. And then Young steals the ball.
Nice job on defense there for Carl.
Carson Young with the steal. To Matthew Arndt. Back to Carson. Back to Arndt on the left wing right in front of Coach Rademacher. Matthew drives to the basket, lays it up and in.
Nice drive there by Matthew Arndt to get into the paint for La Caparra, and he was able to convert the layup.
12 points for Matthew Arndt. Eagles going to need to make a move. They're going to have to chip away at this large lead of 60-34. Montevideo with the possession. Coonan. Dak drops it
in inside. It's too much for La Caparra on that possession, and he's able to go up and get the bucket back.
That was Reitinger's 20th point in the game. 62-34. Arndt from three. Boom! Matthew Arndt hits a deep three.
La Caparra's been able to score here in the start of the second half. They just haven't been able to get some defensive stops.
Coonan for three from deep in the corner. No good. And there's Carson with a rebound. Carson almost lost the ball. And now he gets it back out. Patzer, jump shot from the free throw line. He hits the floor. He's fouled.
That was a nice job by Patzer there, using the pump fake to get his defender in the air, and he went to drive right by him.
And Davis Patzer, who only had 3 points in the first half because he had to sit most of the half in foul trouble, comes out and hits 2 3-pointers, and his free throw is good. That gives him 10 points for the game. Smith, Nolan comes in for the Eagles.
The second came in for Carson Bessonen.
Second free throw by Patzer. Good. You know, that's what the Eagles need to do, is get to that free throw line.
Yep, get to the free throw line, and they're going to need to get some defensive stops here.
62-39. Reitinger. And the ball's almost stolen, but it goes to Appleman. He lays it up left-handed.
It's a nice job by Montevideo working around the zone for La Caparra Valley, able to get a layup.
Montevideo 64, La Caparra Valley 39. 12:50 to go in the basketball game. Young in the corner, top of the key to Patzer. Davis drives to the basket, kisses it off the glass for a bucket.
Davis Patzer's coming out hot here to start the second half.
13 for Patzer. 64-41, Thunderhawks. They go down to Reitinger underneath the basket. Double team. Forces up a shot. No good. Rebounded Patzer.
Great job on defense there by La Caparra getting a stop.
Now Smith and an offensive charge called on Patzer.
And that's going to be tough for La Caparra. That'll be his fourth foul.
An offensive charge called on Patzer. Turnover Eagles. And Bassett's going to come out. That's Patzer's fourth. No, Arndt's going to come out. Ain't that Davis's fourth foul?
Yeah, it's his fourth foul, but Rademacher's going to trust him to with four fouls here in the second half.
Bassett comes back in for Arndt. Here in Montevideo with the basketball, leading 64-41.
Looks like La Caparra might have switched from a 2-3 zone to a 3-2 zone here.
Epema, here's a three-pointer by Lindemann. Good from the deep in the corner. That's his first points of the basketball game, Gabe Lindemann.
That's tough when you're in that 3-2 zone. You're going to leave the corner a little open, and that's what's going to happen if they can shoot the three-pointer.
Bessonen drove to the basket, and he was fouled. And I think that's a shooting foul, isn't it?
It doesn't look like it. Looks like they're going to call it on the floor. So Lockbrow's going to inbounds.
67-41. Montevideo leading, and the Eagles have the basketball underneath their own basket. And now there seems to be some delay here. Binsbergen with the foul. All right. Patrick gets the ball to inbound it underneath the Eagle basket. And he gets it deep into Smith. Knocks away. But the Eagles can recover with Young. That was Vance Binsbergen stealing the ball almost. Eagles get it back.
A very fortunate for Lock Powell there not turning the ball over.
Carson Besson. The Patzer. Patzer for a deep three. But net for Davis Patzer.
That's the third three-pointer here for Patzer here in the second half.
67-44. That's the only way they're going to get back into this. Get some stops and knock the three. Driving the baseline is number 12. Vance Binsbergen uses his left hand. It won't go. And the Eagles get the board. Patzer, Bessonen. Carson.
Hey, Carson was looking like he was going to drive.
Patzer for three. He was fouled shooting a three-pointer. And his three-point shot went short, but he was fouled. He's going to get three free throws. Davis Patzer.
And that foul was on Adam Van Binsberg for Montevideo. That'll be his second foul.
So three free throws for Patzer, and he makes the first one. He'll get two more free throws as he is in the act of shooting a three-pointer. Second free throw is nothing but net. Man, Davis is putting it on here in the second half, isn't he?
Yeah, Davis Patzer's going up, being very aggressive for Lock Powell, and he's starting to chip away a little bit here at this lead.
Well, you can cut it to 20 with a third free throw here. And it's on its way, and it's good. He made all three free throws. And it's 67-47, folks. Matthew, long ways to go, though, if you're an Eagle fan.
Yep, long ways to go, but they're chipping away at it. They got it down to 20.
Hey, somebody has Cold Stone ice cream here in the stands. Look at that. Here's right finger. Just caught my eye. That's all.
Yep.
67-47. Montevideo with the ball in the lead. Here's Kunin. Now the Epham at the free throw line. And here's Lindemann for three. And he hits another three-pointer. Gabe Lindemann.
And that's just Lock Powell's zone defense leaving the far side of the court wide open.
Bessonen with a short jumper. Good. Carson Bessonen.
Nice job by Lock Powell. They're getting down the court real fast, not giving Montevideo a chance to set up on defense.
And Coach Derek Webb of the Thunderhawks calling a timeout. We'll take a commercial break with 10:20 to play in the ball game. It's Montevideo 70, Lock Powell Valley 49.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have it and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
We're back. Montevideo leading Lacapaw Valley 70-49 with 9:38 to play in the ball game. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here in Montevideo. Timeout's over. We're coming out of commercial break. Eagle just fouled Epema, and Epema's at the free throw line. He makes the free throw. He's got 18 points.
Davis back.
71-49. Eagles cut it to 20. And Epema Griffin at the line again. Second free throw rolls off, no good. And the ball's loose. We got a foul going for the rebound. Who's it on?
That's Nels Bockel.
Yep. From Montevideo?
Yep, from Montevideo.
So the Eagles will bring the ball up the floor. They were down by 25 at the half, 50-25. And now it's 71-49.
So that was Nell's third foul for Montevideo.
Bessonen, brings the ball up the floor for the Eagles. Here's Tilbury, goes to the basket, lays it up and in. The ninth grader scores his first point tonight.
That'll cut the lead to 20, 71-51.
Kunin, Dak, Breidinger back to Brody Dak. Reidinger will put up a shot from the baseline, just a two-pointer. It's no good. Passer with the rebound. Passer quickly down the floor to Bessonen. Bessonen puts up a three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounded Montevideo. Thunderhawks quickly up the floor with Dak, leading 71-51. Kunin for three. Good, man. Three-pointers are flying for Montevideo.
Oh, and Epema steals the inbounds pass.
Oh, and the Eagles get it right back. Matthew Arndt, the ball landed right in his hands. Arndt with the ball. Montevideo 74, Lacapaw Valley 51. Young for three, in and out, no good. Here's a pass on the deck. Brody going to the basket. He's hammered hard.
That'll send Brody Dak to the free throw line for Montevideo. Interesting note, Lacapaw scored 25 points in the first half. They scored 26 points here halfway through the second half.
Jot that down. That was a good point there. Free throw good there by Cody Dak. Gives him 7 points. 75-51 Montevideo. Non-conference basketball game tonight here in Montevideo. Second free throw by Dak is good. Here come the Eagles. Bessonen. Right wing to passer. Davis drives to the top of the key. Now throws it in the corner to Tilbury. Back to Carson. Cross court to Matthew Arndt. Arndt, crossover dribble in the paint, puts up a shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by
Reidinger.
Reidinger. And Gannon.
Lead back up to 25 for Montevideo, 76-51.
Gannon dishes it off to Bockel, and he missed the shot, but he's fouled by Tilbury.
Dustin Bockel to the line for two free throws.
Gannon, Reidinger leading all scores with 20. Nels Bockel at the free throw line. He's 6'7" and a junior. Free throw by Nels is no good. It rattled in and out. Score remains 76-51.
That's the one area from Montevideo you can look at and say they struggled a little bit here tonight is the free throw shooting.
Second free throw here by number 33, Nels Bockel. And that's good. 5 points for Bockel, and the Eagles down by 77-51, 7:28 to go in this ball game. Cullough for three. What a nice three-point shot by Baxter Cullough.
That'll cut the lead to 23-77-54.
9 points for Baxter in the ball game. 7-10 to play. Epema in the paint. Triple teamed. Now he gets the ball out to Dak. Brody. Right inger. Back to Brody. Brody for three. Good. Man, how many three-pointers have the Thunderhawks knocked down tonight? We'll have to count them up.
Yeah, they've been shooting the three ball really good here tonight.
11 points for Dak. 80-54. Call off for three again.
Nice job by answering with Block of Power Valley.
The three-pointers are flying here in the second half. 80-57. We have 6 minutes and 30 seconds to play.
Yeah, both teams doing really well shooting the three ball here tonight.
And here's Coonan for three, and he missed it. And, oh, look at him fight for the rebound. Bockel and Bessonen. Bockel 6'7", and Carson is 5'7". A foot
great,
difference.
Great job by Carson there fighting for that rebound.
And they didn't award it to anybody. Oh, they get it. Modern video, yep. They'll inbound it. Here's Epema for three, and he hits a three. 21 for Epema. And now he takes over the scoring. And Datser just lost the ball.
A hit out by Montevideo, so he'll stay with Rock Paul.
Got a final in boys basketball, giving Fairfax Winthrop beat McCray tonight, 67-59. And Baxter Cullough with another three.
Nope, that was a long two.
Oh, it was. Yep. It just came two. Wow.
Oh, three-pointer by... Well, by Coonan bounced off the backboard for Lock Farley shot it, or for Montevideo. He shot it from the corner.
They only gave Baxter a two-pointer for that last one?
Yep, he's inside the three-point line.
Okay. That's 14 points for Cullough. My scorecard here is getting a lot of ink in it. 83-59 Montevideo, and here's Carson Bessonen across midcourt. Now to Matthew Arndt, number 23, at the top of the key. Matthew dribbles down to the baseline, throws around, shot. Oh, it's blocked by Dak. Fast break for Montevideo. Up and in with the layup is number 12, Binsbergen.
And Carson Young down quickly for Luck Powell, a three-pointer miss, rebounded by Nels Bockel.
Back we go, Montevideo. Here's Reitinger. Yes, he hasn't scored in a while, Reitinger.
Reitinger's been quiet.
Yeah, in the second half especially. Here's Epema, kicks it in the corner, and a three-point shot put up, and that's good by number 12, Van Binsbergen.
And he even juggled the ball a little bit on the catch, and he was still able to get the three to go down.
Wow. 88-59. Bessonen. Yeah, go ahead.
Montevideo is on the verge of scoring 90 points. This will be the second time, both games this season.
Arndt for three, and that's no good. Rebounded by Reitinger. 88-59. Epema. 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play. Down to Reitinger. Pops it down low. Ball's on the floor. I think they're going to call it out of bounds on Montevideo, and they are.
Yeah, Nels Bockel just struggled a little bit with the catch on that pass, and it went out of bounds.
I didn't see this coming this second half like this. By both teams, what, 60-25, what's that? 45? Eagles have scored?
25-59 to 34.
34 points for the Eagles. What a layup, and he scores.
Montevideo scores 90 points in both their games this season, and 90-59 now.
And the Eagles, Carson Bessonen banked one in, but I think it was before the shot.
Caught on the floor. Interesting note here. It was 50-25 at halftime, and Lock Powell's hung with Montevideo here in the second half. It's been 40-34.
Yep.
So Lock Powell doing a lot better the second half.
Carson Bessonen at the free throw line. Carson's free throw is good. gives them 8 points, making it 90-60.
Remember earlier in the pregame show, I'll wait for Christ Church's free throw.
Free throw's good.
And so earlier in the pregame show, I mentioned that Montevideo scoring 94 versus the Cray was the first time they did that since the 2011-2012 season, and they've done it twice now this season.
And Thunderhawks throw it out of bounds. What happened there? Lindemann just lost.
Yeah, Lindemann looks like he lost his footing on the floor and
fell
just,
down.
Yep, and the pass went over his head. He'll get subbed out here.
Eagles got the substitutes coming in. Now the bench is coming in for Montevideo. What a job by the varsity starters for the Thunderhawks, putting up 90 points again tonight. And they're getting a nice hand as they come off the floor from the Montevideo crowd. Eagles down 90-61. Patzer will bring it across midcourt. Now to Arndt in the left wing.
It looks like Coach Rademacher going to clear his bench too.
Patzer goes in for a layup and he scores.
Now Coach Rademacher for the foul calling timeout. Looks like he's going to make a... just the regular timeout.
All right, well, with a timeout on the floor, we'll take a commercial break. The Thunderhawks up 90-63. We'll be right back.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92. Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here in Montevideo. The Thunderhawks lead the Eagles 92-63 with 3:10 to go. We got the JV in now for both sides.
Yep, both. Both sides deciding to send in the bench for some varsity minutes here in the final 3:10.
Caden Stender at the free throw line, and the ball rolls around the rim, no good, and it's rebounded by Tilbury, and Tanner Tilbury picks up his second field goal of the night.
Nice job by Tilbury there on the offensive glass, getting the rebound for off the missed free throw.
Here's a three-pointer at the top of the key, off the glass, no good, rebounded by Tilbury. Montevideo has hit 13 three-pointers in the game. Here's Smith for three from the corner. No good.
Oh, nope. He got friendly bounce.
The bounce. Yep. Yeah. Nolan Smith with his first points of the game. And it's 92-68. Oh, that was all ball there. They're going to call a foul on Tilbury. That was right below us. I saw that. Didn't you see his hand on the ball?
I didn't get a good view on it. But if you say it was all ball, I'll take your word for it.
Van Spitsbergen at the free throw line. And it's good. He's got 13 points. Trying to make it 14. And that's no good. And they're fighting for the rebound. And Stender comes up with the board for the Eagles. Here's Grant Bierke doing the ball handling now for Lacapau Valley. And he's fouled. Number 21, Landon Gilbert.
Both teams in the bonus here, so that'll be automatic free throw.
Lacapau Valley's Grant Bierke, a sophomore, is at the free throw line. Free throw's up and good for Bierke. Wonder if that's his first varsity point. Could be his first varsity point.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd assume maybe.
Yep. All right. Bjerke's second free throw. It's trying to make it 70 points for the Eagles, and he missed everything. Didn't even touch the rim.
Oh, they got a lane violation. Yep, looks like number 24, I think, for Montevideo. Jordan Cook entered the lane too early.
Oh, so Bjerke will get a second free throw, a second chance here, try to make 70 points for the Eagles. And that's on its way, and it's good by Grant Bjerke with 2 points. 93-70.
Nice hands there by Nolan Smith, almost batting the pass away.
Here's a three-pointer. Good by number 21, Landon Kilbarda. That makes 14 threes in the game. And, you know, the Montevideo fans want 100 points. They got 2 minutes to go. Smith with a long three. That's no good. 96-70.
Oh, they're 4 points away.
Montevideo students chanting. They want 100. Here's a three for the top of the key. Who is that?
Adam Van Binsbergen. Another three.
That gives him 16.
It says 15 on the jumbo.
Oh, 15, okay.
Is that all 5 3-pointers for him?
No. Oh, yeah, it is. It is. It is all 5 3-pointers.
Wow. That'll put Montevideo at 99.
And they got a minute 35 to go at the free throw line. For La Caparra Valley is Elias Alonzo, and he missed the first one. More players coming in. Jaden Redipenny, number 12, coming in.
Ian Nkufit.
And number 14, Tanner Callis. Free throw missed. The Montevideo comes down the floor, leading 99-70. A minute 30 to go. Baseline, cut off. Here's a three-pointer, and that's short. Rebounded, put up, and it's no good. Rebounded by the Eagles. And the Montevideo bench was ready to celebrate 100 points. And now a whistle.
Foul called against Montevideo. Number 21, Landon Kilbarda.
And number 14, Tanner Callis. Callis will be at the free throw line. Tanner is a junior, and the free throw is no good. High scoring game, of course, isn't it, by both teams?
Yeah, very high scoring for both teams. 99-70 right now.
We have to put our calculator to work here in the post game show. Second free throw is no good. Montevideo has the ball. 1:07 to go. They lead 99-70. Put up and in by Kuzman. And Montevideo fans are up. They score 101 points.
And I can't say that I don't have a stat for when they scored 100 points the last time. So
48 seconds to play. That was Brendan Kuzman with the last bucket.
It was on an offensive putback, too, from Montevideo.
Montevideo with the ball. Here's another three. That's good by Kuzman. Oh, my goodness.
Everyone on Montevideo's team has been able to shoot the three ball well here tonight.
104-70. 25 seconds to go in the game. Down low to number 25. He loses the ball. That was Alonzo, and Montevideo has it. And another three-pointer, and that's good by Kuzman!
I was watching the Montevideo head coach, and he was waving him off, telling him just to hold the ball, but sometimes you're a little late to see that.
Look at Rademacher. 107-70. 107-70. Is your final score. I don't think I've ever broadcast a game with 107 points before.
I don't think I've ever seen a game in high school at this level where it was 107 points scored.
My goodness. Unbelievable. Well, both teams shaking hands here in front of the scores table. That was quite the game. Wasn't it, Mitchell? Your thoughts on the game there?
That was a tremendous scoring performance there by Montevideo. So it was just, I mean, Montevideo went out and they put 50 up in the first half. They put 57 up here in the second half. I mean, they shot the three-point ball so well tonight. I mean, it seemed like every three ball they were throwing up, they were just going into the hoops.
All right, we're gonna need more in a couple minutes. We got a lot of math to do here, and we'll be back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 320-598-7578. That's 320-598-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather. And Q92 brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather and a lot of information plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free and they keep adding feature. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show, everyone. Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silty here. We saw quite an offensive performance there, didn't we?
Yeah, that's one of the best offensive performances I've seen. So, by my video, putting up 107 points. They were able to score inside, outside, shot the three ball really well here tonight, and a very impressive another impressive victory for him here tonight.
Well, it's going to take a while to go through the stats here, Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with La Caparra Valley. Well, it was 50 to 25.
Yep.
And so what would that make the second half scoring?
So the second half scoring would have been Montevideo 57, La Caparra Valley 45. And that'll put us at our final score, 107-70.
All right, for La Caparra Valley tonight, Carson Besson with 9 points, Grant Bierke with 2. The leading scorer was Davis Patzer. Davis was in foul trouble in the first half. He only had 3 points. He ends up with 20.
Yeah, Davis came out on fire to start the second half and just wasn't quite enough for Lacapau here tonight. They were able to cut it down to 20 at one point, but Montevideo just was able to pull away.
Tanner Tilbury with 4 points. Nolan Smith with a three-pointer. Carson Young with 4 points. Baxter Cullough had a nice second half. Baxter had 14 points. Matthew Arndt, 10 points in the first half. He ends up with 15. For Montevideo tonight, a lot of players in double figures. Jackson Coonan with 14 points. Gabe Lindemann with 6 points. Brendan Kuzman with 8. Brody Dack with 14. Adam Van Spinbergen with 15. Gaddon Reitinger with 20. Landon Kilbarda with a three-pointer. Griffin Epibo with 21. Austin Christensen with 2. And Nels Bockel with 5. And that is your scoring there for Montevideo. They hit, I got them for 17 three-pointers tonight.
Wow, that's just a great three-point performance there by Montevideo.
107 to the score, Montevideo wins. Neon Needles player of the game.
And we decided to go with Gaddon Reitinger for Montevideo. He, how many, was it 20 points you said he had?
Yep.
20 points, and I had him for 9 rebounds. And just a dominant performance by him, both offensively and defensively, controlling the paint for this game in Montevideo, for Montevideo.
Him and Epima both had outstanding games. It was a tough call there. Griffin had 13 points in the first half. He ended up with 21. How many rebounds did Epima?
Sophomore for Montevideo.
Our Neon Needle Subway player of the game is Gaddon Reitinger, the senior, with 20 points tonight and 9 rebounds. And our, let's go with our Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game.
I think we got a two plays for tonight's game. We have Griffin Epima's dunk in the first half.
Controversial dunk.
I mean, I guess I almost would call it a more of a glorified layup because it looked like he kind of lost it once he got to the top. But it was went down as a dunk and drew a little bit of controversy here because he looked like he might have hung on the rim a little too long, which made Coach Rademacher for the Eagles a little bit upset with that one. But there's that one. And then the putback by number 4 for Montevideo, Brendan Kuzman, in the final seconds to...
A couple of them.
Yep, put Montevideo up over 100 points with 101 at the time when he made that shot. And the first time Montevideo scored 100 points, and I can't remember how long or remember how long since. So those are the two plays in the game for...
Hey, you got to give hats off to the Eagles, too. You know, they only scored 25 points in the first half, and they ended up with 70.
Yeah, they ended up almost doubling their first half total here in the second half, and they were only outscored by 12, and outscored by 12 here in the second half. And, I mean, that's taken into account the garbage time where we had the JV out on the floor, so... Yeah, Lacapau was very competitive here in the second half.
Your thoughts on the overall game there, Mitchell?
I think for Lacapau, it's something you can build on. This is the second game of the season for them, and second time they've had to come back after being down big in their games. So good effort by them to try and come back and put forth a good showing in the second half. And then for Montevideo, they could just do no wrong in this game. So.
All right, and here's our Neon Needle Subway player of the game, Gaddon Reitinger. I said your last name right?
That's right.
Your dad teases me all the time, you know, because I don't get your last name right.
Yeah.
Talk about the game tonight.
It went well for us. We shot the ball extremely well, and we ran transition extremely well, and everyone had it going, so that helps a lot.
I got you as a team. You guys knocking down. Are you known for a three-point team?
Oh, we've put tons and tons of shots up, and as a team, I think last year we shot the ball, and I think we were half a percentage away from the school record. And so I think we're going to go for that this year.
Officially, I got you for 17. I don't know if that's right or not. It's close. 17 three-pointers.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Oh, 17 threes.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
As a team. And I got you for 20 points. You had... what you have there in the first half, 16.
Yeah, 16.
Yeah, so you had a good first half there. So we named you a player, Neon Needles Player Game. You get a T-shirt that says Player of the Game on that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Talk about your team a little bit. You scored 94 points Tuesday night, now 107 tonight.
Yeah, it's just all about our, like, Coach Webb before the game was, like, run transition. Just keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it and run them off the gym and just getting shots up. I mean, everyone did their part, so.
Got a very athletic team, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Epima is throwing like baseball throws. He throws the ball for the full court like a baseball.
There was one pass last week, first McCray, and I'm like, I'm in the middle, and it just wings right by my head. I'm like, holy cow.
you got some good athletes, too. Yeah. It's an athletic team, aren't you?
We're fast. You can run. You can jump. Shoot it.
Who are some of the top teams in the West Central Conference besides you guys?
Morris is solid. Really
you got
solid.
Them early, don't you?
Yeah, we got them next week on Thursday, I believe.
Okay.
So Jackson County didn't lose a player, and they went to state last year in 3AA. So
okay.
They're going to be solid. There's a couple other teams. West Central, they went to state last year and made it to the semifinals in the state tournament.
Oh, okay.
So they're going to be good.
Good.
Those will be the top three in the West Central Conference.
Have you ever hit 100 points in a game?
No, that was a school record.
Oh, it was a school record. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that was a great performance for a school record.
That was we were chasing it last week, and we knew we had it on our mind. So.
Oh, okay. So that's why all the excitement there.
Yeah.
Who was that? Kuzman that came
Kuzman.
Down, knocked the back-to-back
threes there.
So. Yeah, you're having fun. That's what it's all about, right? All right. Well, thanks a lot, Gannon, for joining us. And,
thanks for having me.
You got a T-shirt there. You got a large or a medium. You got any questions there for Mitchell for him?
Gannon, you guys really dominated the boards and then seemed like the inside paint for most of this game, both offensively and defensively. Is that a focal point for your guys' team?
Oh, definitely. Coach Webb, before the game, like, you got to dominate the glass, and that's one of our focal points throughout the year. And we got two big guys, me and Nels Bockel. He does a great job down there, and he really battles him. He pushes me every day in practice, so that helps too.
Okay. Well, keep it going, and you got a really good team this year.
I appreciate it.
Thanks,
guys.
Just stick around. We'll get a picture with you there. So
perfect.
Anything else you want to add, Mitchell?
I can go through a couple other scores from around the state today. Central Minnesota Christian ended up beating Bold. This is in boys basketball. Central Minnesota Christian won 81-50.
Large or medium?
And that was at Bold High School. And then I got here on Lake Okabena. Folda defeated Lakeview 58-55 earlier today. And Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop defeated McCray by a score of 67-59. And then RCW Renville County West defeated Benson 72-69. And for girls basketball, with 2 minutes left in the second half, Central Minnesota Christian is up 64-52 over Lacapara Valley. And Canby is beating RCW by a score of 52-45. That game has 9 minutes left in the second half. And Dawson Boyd defeated Ortonville earlier, 67-39. KMS is beating McCray, 51-21. And then the latest update for Lakeview, Tracy Milroy Ballatin is 7-0 Lakeview. And then Mineota is up over Yellow Medicine East, 49-35, with 10 minutes left in the second half.
All right, thanks a lot, Mitchell. Yeah, a lot of basketball tonight. All right, that's going to about wrap things up here. Did we do our Egg Plus Cooperative play of the game?
Yep, we did.
We did. That was
the
final dunk.
That
right?
was a dunk by Epima, and we gave, I believe it was Brendan Kuzman on the putback to put him on a video over 100.
To break a school record of 107 points. I just got word that the previous record was 106, they said. So.
Yep, so that three-pointer, while might have hurt Lacapara a little bit in terms of sportsmanship-wise, but that's a school record by 1 point from Montevideo here. So a great start for them early in the season.
All right, our next broadcast. Hey, next week it's Lacapara Valley versus Dawson Boyd week.
Yep.
Girls and boys. Yeah.
So. On Tuesday, I believe we're going to be in Dawson for the girls' game, right?
I believe so.
Yep, so that'll be Lacapara Valley at Dawson Boyd and girls' basketball on Tuesday, and then I believe Dawson Boyd plays at Lacapara Valley on Thursday night in boys' basketball.
Yep, either way, we'll be either at either place. I'm not sure which one, but it's Lacapara. It's always fun when it's Lacapara Dawson Boyd week, isn't
it? Yep, that's the big rivalry week.
Yep.
So, our contest, yep.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mitchell, for helping out tonight. Appreciate it. Thanks to Phil back at the studio. And Montevideo breaks a school record for scoring tonight. And 107-70 is our final Montevideo tonight. And thanks a lot, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Mitchell.
Yep, thank you, Paul, for having me. It was a lot of fun.
We'll see you Tuesday.
Yep.
And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studio. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles Postgame Show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office.